Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Scott Kipper, part of the topic, Obamacare. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Scott Kipper. He is the Nevada State Insurance Commissioner. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks.
All right, so let's start out with some concerns about the next phase of Obamacare. Greg Jacobs, who's a local insurance agent, was on the program, and he was talking about the fact that his concern is not the poor or the rich, but the middle classes who are seeing such an increase in premiums this year. I got somewhere in the order of a 25% increase. Mm-hmm. He said, you're lucky. He said, I've got other clients that are getting 100, 200% increases. And his concern was that there are going to be people not in group plans, but individuals in the middle class are not going to be able to afford these new premiums and are going to rather pay the fine than deal with Obamacare. That's got to be a great concern to you.
It is, but it isn't. I mean, there's a number of factors at play here. You know, one of the things that we saw last year was when the president said, if you like your plan, you can keep it. But in the Nevada legislature passed legislation basically saying, no, you can't do that. You have to comport with state law. And
basically that means conform with the boundaries of Obamacare if you were not grandfathered in.
Precisely. And so those older plans that did not have some of the mandates that were put in by the Affordable Care Act, that is mental health parity, for example, maternity is a big one. Now having those benefits added on to those plans because they cannot renew, you would have to go out and buy a new plan, then there's a significant raise in your premiums based on the addition of those particular benefits.
Okay, so what happens to those in the middle class that say, hey, I'd rather pay the fine. For the next couple of years, it's going to be cheaper than buying the insurance. Maybe I'll insure my kids, which was Greg's point, but I won't insure myself.
You know, I think my advice to those folks would say, you know, what you need to do is really investigate, look hard at what's available. because what we're seeing in the products that are either new in the marketplace or continuing from last year, particularly in the exchange, is a rate increase in the individual side of only 4 to 8%. So those rates, what we're seeing is a steadying of those rates. And in the small group rates from last year to this year, those rates are almost flat. So if you had bought a policy, an ACA compliant policy last year, you're looking at a nominal rate increase. If you held on to that old policy, that's the reason you're seeing some significant rate increases.
Okay, but I will tell you that mine was a new policy last year, and I got a 25% bump.
Oh, well, and you and I should probably talk, because there may be some things we can do that you can do to help save you some money.
Okay, well, wow, okay. And I'm sure you're offering this to everybody in the state, and we'll talk about that, you know, via the website here in a moment.
Terrific.
You know, with the new Congress shaping up, obviously, very Republican.
Yes.
The cries have been to get rid of Obamacare, but at the same time, to say, well, you know, there are actually quite a few things in there that we like, too. No pre-existing conditions, keeping your kids on longer, those kind of things. Do you think at this point that there is any way to dismantle this, at least over the next 2 years? I mean, I can't see the president not vetoing, and I don't see the Republicans having a veto-proof majority to do this.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that we'll see massive overhaul or even elimination of the Affordable Care Act. I think there may be some opportunities that the Republicans are looking at to tidy up a few things. For example, there's a tax on medical devices. And there's been some speculation that that might be one of those things that will be removed.
Okay, now I've heard that a lot all the way through this discussion, and frankly, I don't quite understand it. What is this medical tax, and why is it so horrendous on these businesses?
Well, I don't think it's horrendous on the businesses, but it's just a tax which is passed on then through premiums to consumers. And so if you remove that tax, it'll chip away a little bit at those premiums.
What kind of devices are we talking about?
Medical devices... wheelchairs, those types of devices that assist consumers.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and let's talk about the website and how you may be able to help people like me who are clueless when it comes to all of this. We'll be right back in about a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now,
Back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Scott Kipper. He's the Nevada State Insurance Commissioner. Okay, so let me explain something about me.
Okay.
All right? I'm good with reading all kinds of stuff about current affairs. I read government forms, I read insurance plans, and my eyes glaze over. So for many years now, I've used people as brokers to be able to help me understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember last year the difficulty, you know, of course, the problems with the federal website trying to get information out. You've put together a new website. Tell me about the website and how ordinary people, potentially like me, can go in there and look at this and figure things out.
Well, we're really proud of the consumer efforts that we've made at the division. Our website, which is doi.nv.gov, if you go to the spot on our website that can pull up the health information, there is all the information on every health insurance plan available in Nevada on the individual side. And it provides premium data, premium information. You can select where you live, your age, all that demographic information, and it will pull up all of the information on products that are available to you. One thing it does not do, it does not figure your federal subsidy if you are eligible, if you're under 400% of the federal poverty level. But all the information that is there, benefits, links to the company's prescription drug formularies, links to the company's provider network, as well as the rates, are all right there.
Now, have you gone on the site yourself and tried to figure out your own program?
Yes.
And how did that go? First of all, how long did it take you? And you're somebody who's knowledgeable.
It didn't take me very long at all. If you go in, click on the site, again, for me, it would be Washoe County and my age, which I will not disclose. But you can, it will bring up all that information. If you want to look just at silver-tiered plans, it'll give you that. If you want to look at all plans, it'll give you that as information as well. So I think it's relatively consumer-friendly because it is just a handful of mouse clicks away and to get you some really terrific information.
You know, deductibles. That's one of the ways that people can lower their premiums.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have concerns that people are going to go for such high deductibles that they won't be able to afford them if something calamitous happens?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because one of the
things... That's my job.
one of the things we've done is... Well, and I'll preface this by saying we were at a national meeting late this summer, and one of the points that was made at this meeting that the health insurance literacy rate for the country was at 14%. Which means only 14 out of 100 Americans know the difference between a deductible, coinsurance, copayment. So to that end, what we've developed at the division is something called NVinsurance101.com, which is a very simple way to try to walk yourself through that very complex world of insurance policies, particularly health insurance policies, so you understand the difference between a deductible and a coinsurance, what to look for when I'm buying a policy, be it a if it's a PPO or an HMO, and what the difference is, and those types of things. We launched this about 3 weeks ago. We've had a great deal of input based on this. I think it's a very user-friendly, and I think brings this message to our Nevada consumers. You understand what you're buying before you make that choice.
You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people have been decrying Obamacare as government-run health insurance, but really it's government directing health insurance, but it's private companies that are providing the insurance. Is this a moneymaker at this point for them?
Well, it is, but it isn't. I mean, they are limited by the law at either 80 or 85% of all the premium dollars that the company takes in must be paid out in the form of benefits. And so they have to operate based on whether it's an individual or a small group policy on that 15 or 20% margin. So, yes, it can be a moneymaker, but if they make too much money, if they don't hit those loss ratios, then they have to rebate that money back to consumers. So, yes, there's an opportunity, I think, for insurance companies, and we're seeing that more and more. We're getting more interest in companies that want to do business in Nevada. We've added one additional company to do business in our exchange here in Nevada. So I think there's an opportunity for a carrier to make some money.
How about rural Nevada? Is rural Nevada being covered?
Rural Nevada is being covered, although, you know, in all rural portions of all the states in the U.S., there's a real challenge because, one, there's not an, not enough providers, not enough doctors in the rural areas. It's a challenge for those consumers to get health care, especially if they need to see specialists. So that challenge is there. I think it's going to remain there. The legislature is aware of this. There's some things that they're talking about, i.e., the advanced use of telemedicine, for example, to try to provide a better health outcomes for consumers at a better cost.
You know, and it's interesting, as you know, for the second year in a row, I get my flu shot at Costco. And, you know, the pharmacy department is the one that's running that, and they're doing it, of course, at pharmacies all across the state mm-hmm. and around the country. But just interesting to see how medicine is changing, you know, as we go through this. As you look at the Canadian system and you look at the British system, do you think single payer would ever work in this country? And when I say work, do you think that the public would be satisfied?
I think we're at least a generation away from that. I think, you know, Medicare, when it came in, was basically a single-payer government-run program. It took quite a while for that to get into every consumer's vernacular. But I think it works well. But there's also a private side of that, either the Medicare Advantage or the Medicare Supplement programs. So I don't think that we'll ever go to a pure single-payer program. I think there'll always be somebody wanting to have a little bit of business on the side. If you have a single payer program like Medicare, the cost to the government obviously is quite high. But if there's a private side of that help defray those costs a little bit.
All right. Just repeat for me one more time the two websites that you mentioned, one for people who can check their insurance and one where they can figure out what insurance is.
The division's website is doi.nv.gov. And our educational website is at nvinsurance101.com. And I also might add that you can go to NDOI Connect, which is a new app that we've put together that gets basically all this information at your fingertips.
Okay, and we'll post this on our website later on today in our link section so people can go directly to them.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for being here. Always
Thanks
a pleasure,
you.
My friend. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just think that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, a pleasure to have my friend Wayne Frediani here, Executive Director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association, Liz McMenamin, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Eric Herzig, Professor of Political Science at UNR and runs the department. So here's a headline I never thought I would live to see. Sparks Assemblyman Ira Hansen to be GOP Speaker in 2015 session. Your thoughts, Mr. Frediani?
A little surprised, but you know that's the system. He still has to be voted upon by everybody, and I'll say one thing for Ira: he's very diligent about reading legislation. He's thorough. That's a credit to him. I'm a little surprised, however, that Pat Hickey might not have been the person for that position,
Or to be a chairman of any committee.
Oh, absolutely. The Retail Association naturally was a little puzzled by this. Because Mr. Hickey worked so hard in this interim trying to set up a plan to strengthen the Republican caucus. So, and not knowing how the vote was taken or what went on within that caucus, the interesting piece was all of these new, the freshmen, have no idea of what type of leader Mr. Hickey is, and to vote him out was really surprising. I do agree with Wayne, though, that... Ira Hansen does have a reputation for reading legislation. I don't know how he's going to do it and carry on as speaker. It's a pretty big job. So we'll see. Like I said, as an association, we were surprised. And we were surprised. A lot of associations put their confidence and their trust behind Mr. Hickey this past interim and his vision. So we'll see where this caucus takes us.
Are you making any plans that the week after the session ends that you will be going on vacation, or you're going to leave that ticket open just in case? Okay, Eric Herzig. So Chuck Muth is absolutely delighted with what has occurred and would like to see these Republicans stand up and make a big fight on all the issues that conservatives care about. How do you think this is going to play, especially with the governor?
When I saw this Saturday, I can't say what my first reaction was. On air, I thought Pat got thrown under the bus. I mean, mm-hmm. He really did a lot of work during the campaign. Mm-hmm. And it shows a distinct kind of idea of where this assembly seems to want to go. And I was trying to figure out, linked to the governor, it's like, did the governor not get involved in this at all, signal any kind of preference? Because from everything we've talked about, this is not the direction the governor wants to go in terms of a very conservative, a Chuck Muth agenda. Maybe if that's where Sandoval's going, it's one of these where, hold on to your hats, folks, this is going to be an interesting and contentious session. Or we're going to get a split like in 2003 where the governor's going to be dealing with a mean 15.
Right. Okay, but looking on the other side, Wayne, do you look at this and say, well, the governor has great relations across the aisle. There are plenty of Democrats that he can bring across, starting with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, to make things go more his way.
Well, I think he's got those relationships, but I agree with Eric. It's not going to be easy when you have that sort of an agenda, if that is their agenda. I think this is a session, just like federally, where people want to see something done in the next 2 years. And if they aren't seeing something positive done that benefits the citizens, they'll throw them out in 2 years from now, too, as well. They want some action. It's not so much a philosophical difference. It's we want to see something done.
And, you know, that's interesting. And Wayne brings out the most important point of this whole election cycle to me, which is this was a throw-out-the-bums election. And as he says, if they don't get stuff done. I thought it was great to see Michelle Fiore heading up assembly taxation, because I would think that the last thing that Michelle would want to see is a tax on anything at any time.
Well, that was an interesting choice for that committee, seeing as I'm not sure, I don't think she has a whole lot of knowledge about the budget within the state of Nevada. She's a bright woman. She possibly could have an opportunity to learn it. But I go back to Wayne's point. These voters were not saying they didn't want some change done in this state. They were saying, I want to see this state running efficiently. And I think the governor has an opportunity. And I'm hoping that this caucus, with their ideologies, is willing to do what's best for the state of Nevada at this point in time.
Eric, if you were sitting in the governor's chair, what would be the things that you would be trying to promote from a conservative point of view, but at the same time, a moderate conservative point of view?
Well, until Saturday, I'm going, you have some low-hanging fruit. You've got construction defect that got bottled up in previous assemblies. That's an easy one. Some reforms in, what, 280 and 288. Those are conservative issues, and I think there's easy consensus among both conservative and even more moderate Republicans. But how far do you go with that? PEB reforms, for example. If all of a sudden this group starts going down a path that the governor's saying, wait, not that far, not that fast, because you will pay a price, as was mentioned earlier, 2 years from now. Those are the things I thought would be easy targets for the Republicans to do. And now it looks like we're going to get in an ideological fight.
Well, the interesting piece was Ralston came out with a piece on reapportionment, suggesting that they might consider reapportionment because it's a possibility they could do it. I'm thinking, well, that might be something we look at going forward. Who knows?
And that's where we have to leave it. On that note, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year, so give it the absolute care it deserves. Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. Absolute Dental will help you get a brighter, whiter, and healthier smile with your insurance benefits for 2014. And if you don't have insurance, we can work out a special low payment plan. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month, and ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, economics professor Tom Cargill on the end of quantitative easing. We'll see you on the next broadcast.